Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 74 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Zechariah with a devotion titled, Genuinely Following God. Harry Ironside once said, "If our lips and life do not agree, the testimony will not amount to much." Our text for today is from the book of Zechariah, chapter 7 and 8. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Chislev. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sharezer and Regal-Melech and their men to entreat the favor of the Lord, saying to the priest of the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, "Should I weep and abstain in the fifth month, as I have done for so many years?" Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, "Say to all the people of the land and the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth month and in the seventh for these 70 years, was it for me that you fasted? And when you eat and when you drink, do you not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Were not these the words that the Lord proclaimed by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and prosperous, with her cities around her, and the south and the lowland were inhabited?" And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against another in your heart." But they refused to pay attention and turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears that they might not hear. They made their hearts diamond hard, lest they should hear the law and the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by His Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, great anger came from the Lord of hosts. As I called, and they would not hear, so they called, and I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. And I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations, and they had not known. Thus the land they left was desolate, so that no one went to and fro, and the pleasant land was made desolate. And the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath. Thus says the Lord, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand because of great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the sight of the remnant of this people in those days, should it also be marvelous in my sight, declares the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and in righteousness. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who in these days have been hearing these words from the mouth of the prophets who were present on the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before those days, there was no wage for man or any wage for beast. Neither was there any safety from the foe for him who went out or came in, for I set every man against his neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as in the former days, declares the Lord of hosts. For there shall be a sowing of peace. The vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its produce, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And as you have been a byword of cursing among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, as I purposed to bring disaster to you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, and I did not relent, says the Lord of hosts, so again have I purposed in these days to bring good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear not. These are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true, and make for peace. Do not devise evil in your hearts against one another, and love no false oath. For all these things I hate, declares the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah seasons of joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, peoples shall yet come, even the inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go at once to entreat the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I myself am going. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from the nations of every tongue shall take hold of the robe of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 1 through chapter 8, verse 23, transitions from the series of visions found in chapters 1 through 6 to what it means to be the people of God. The dreams pictured God's care, cleansing, and judgment. Because God cares, He wants His followers to live clean lives in light of future judgment. Ralph Smith writes, these two chapters contain one of the finest summaries of teachings of the former prophets. In other words, today's scripture contains one of the greatest teachings that summarizes everything spoken by all of God's prophets. These teachings came from questions asked by a delegation sent to Jerusalem from Bethel. That's in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 2. The questions divide these two chapters of Zechariah into four major sections. Each section begins with a familiar phrase. The word of the Lord of hosts came. These sections are also marked by four teachings revolving around questions about Christian living. Walter Kaiser and Lloyd Ogilvie provide clarity and commentary to these sections. The first section would be chapter 7, verses 1 through 7, are we serving ourselves or God? Interestingly, God had only commanded that the people observe one fast day, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. That's in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29, chapter 23, verse 27, and also 29 and 32 in chapter 23. The people had increased their burden by adding 4 more days. This is so true to life. We religionists often fail to get it straight. We either go overboard on one side or on the other. It is a false notion that abstaining from food and mourning over God's past acts of judgment are necessarily meritorious. It is possible to use fasting and mourning as a way of calling attention to ourselves instead of to God. True fasting and mourning are outward signs of genuine inward grief and a decision to repent of sin. Self-imposed religious acts not prescribed in Scripture are merely self-glorifying. They are expressions of our preoccupations with ourselves and our own importance. God's antidote for such egocentrism is this. From 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." The second section is from chapter 7, verses 8 through 14. Are we listening to ourselves or God? Even though our prior duty to God is presumed, our duty to our neighbor is set forth as a test of the genuineness of our commitment to God. This is not a so-called social gospel, for the gospel is addressed first and foremost to individuals, but the gospel surely has social implications, or it would not be the powerful word of God that Scripture portrays it to be. Neglect of the duties listed in verses 9 and 10 leads to a society that has gone dead towards God. In such an insensitive society, there's no fair and just administration of justice, no demonstration of mercy and compassion for weak and hurting individuals, no looking out for widows, orphans, aliens, or the poor, and no end of conjuring up ways of doing evil. Instead, there is simply a dog-eat-dog mentality in the business world, the domestic scene, and the ecclesiastical realm. The next section is chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. Are we believing a lie or the truth? The bad memories of past acts of disobedience gradually faded and were replaced by an expectation of hope for the future. Though Zechariah speaks of judgment where he needs to, he does not play that string to the exclusion of all others. In this text, God reveals to Zechariah what he will do beyond the painful realities of the present. Will God's people believe he will do exactly what he said? Verse 3, "I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem." Do we believe that God will bring the peace and blessings he promises? The next section is chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. Are we ready for the future? This final section of chapter 8 depicts the joys God's people will experience in the future. Israel and Judah will be joined by many nations as Jerusalem becomes the place to be in that day. This final question involves a future turning to the Lord. In verse 21, we read that people from every nation will travel to Jerusalem and desire to join God's people. That's in verse 23. All nations will hear that God's promises to his people have come true. And in verse 23, we also read that nations will say, "Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Some questions to consider. God wants authenticity with his people. Do you struggle with being genuine in your relationship with God, in your thoughts, words, and actions? In what ways? How do the teachings of Zechariah chapter 7 concerning true fasting and genuine concern for people apply to your life today? And finally, how can the promise of God's return and restoration of His people motivate you in your daily walk with the Lord? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.